Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Sea turtles begin their lives by hatching on sandy beaches and head straight for the ocean. After decades at sea, the females return to the same beach where they were born to lay their eggs. But their journey isn't easy, especially when human activity gets in the way. Today, we're going to shine a light on how light pollution affects sea turtle nesting. Pun intended. We had Aaron Sito and Esther Leo from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what's the deal with sea turtles and light pollution?
To help us understand how light pollution harms sea turtles, we talked to Rachel Tai.
I am the lighting project manager for Sea Turtle Conservancy, and I've been with Sea Turtle Conservancy going on 10 years.
It turns out that sea turtles use the moon and stars to find their way around.
Whether it's a nesting female coming up to lay eggs, or it's the hatchlings emerging from their nest and making their way to the ocean for the first time.
How do the moon and stars tell them where the ocean is?
Moonlight and starlight reflect off of the ocean water, and this creates a sort of beacon to guide mother sea turtles back to the ocean after they lay their eggs.
This same beacon of light guides baby sea turtles into the ocean after they hatch.
But here's the issue. Our artificial lights create an even stronger glow, and that tricks the sea turtles into heading away from the ocean.
These bright white lights can cause these adult females and these hatchlings to become confused and end up in some crazy places.
How crazy are we talking about?
Roadways and pools, and there's even cases of them being found in an elevator in the building before.
Sadly, many of these sea turtles never make it back to the water. Many of them die from exhaustion or even get picked off by predators like raccoons or birds.
Where is this light pollution coming from anyways?
Exterior lights on balconies, exterior pole lights in parking lots, roadway lights. All those can cause a problem, but so can interior lights. If you're visiting the beach or you live on the beach and you don't close your curtains at night, light coming from inside your own home or hotel room can cause problems.
And the scale of the issue? Well, it's global. Rachel's organization, the Sea Turtle Conservation, estimates that in Florida alone,
hundreds of thousands of hatchlings are disoriented each year. It's hard to measure how much one light can impact one turtle because it only takes one light to disorient a sea turtle.
What can we do to stop this?
Well, if you're staying at the beach, here's Rachel's advice.
You can follow three rules that were basically put together by the state of Florida and other scientists and advisors.
The first rule is to keep it low. This means keep your lights low to the ground so they're less visible from the beach.
The second rule is to keep it shielded. Just like it sounds, this means covering a light with an opaque shield that blocks the light from shining outward and directs light towards the ground.
Finally, the last rule is to keep it long. This refers to using light bulbs that produce long wavelength lights, such as red and orange. That's because turtles are less sensitive to those kind of lights.
That seems easy enough. But is there anything happening at a larger policy scale to protect these sea turtles?
All six species of sea turtles in the U.S. are protected under the Endangered Species Act, which gives the federal government some power to protect their habitat. But a lot of coastal communities around the world have taken matters into their own hands. Some have rules about using turtle-friendly lighting, and others actually require lights to be turned off near nesting areas during certain times.
Sometimes it's the little things in life, like turning off a light, that can make the biggest impacts.
Thanks, Aaron and Esther. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.